I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The threat of violence at one of the Hobbs Municipal District schools on Tuesday was a hoax among friends until it got out of hand and disturbed classes and made parents and staff nervous. Hobbs Superintendent Gene Strickland elaborates.
It originally began what we believe to be, it originally began as a very innocent joke between a group of friends. And a couple of those friends took that and took something that was private and made it public.
An investigation by police determined that the threat was not credible. The school was never placed on lockdown, but an email blast informing parents about the incident was sent out.
As a school district and as law enforcement, we intend on pursuing what's available to us. Then there will also be a school side of consequence.
29-year-old Anthony Marks of Roswell was arrested on a charge of breaking and entering last Thursday. He allegedly threw a rock through a glass door in the 300 block of North Main Street where an ATM was located. He then waited for an alarm to go off so police could arrest him. That according to reports. He told police it was never his intention to steal any money from the ATM. He just wanted police to arrest him. According to court records, in July of this year, he allegedly used a bicycle wheel to smash an ATM screen at another location. That case is pending. Sotillo Royalties and Brigham Minerals announced a merger between the two, which is about a $4.8 million deal to consolidate assets in the region and increase their profits. The combined royalties of 182,000 acres, or 70%, are in the Permian Basin of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The new company reported a net production of just over 32,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.